The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Jim. Could you just kind of describe what makes Don Brown special as a defensive coordinator and the challenge that he and the defense has this week against Ohio State?
Yeah, a lot of things make Don a great coach. Really never been around a better coach or worked with a better coach or played for a better coach than Don Brown. Probably the thing that stands out as most is the way he can adjust to something that's going on the field in real time, where some coaches, you know, need to see it from a press box or need to hear it from somebody up in a press box or need to look at a Polaroid or wait till they see the videotape to fully understand how the defense is being attacked and what adjustment needs to be used. But you know, Don's able to do it faster than anybody I've ever seen.
And the challenges that Ohio State's offense will pose?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Really, really good. Great running game. Great passing game. Both those things are really, really great. So that's a huge challenge for any defense.
If I can follow up, you've coached and obviously the biggest of games. Where does this one rank? I know coaches always talk about the next game's the biggest, but this is different. How big is this one for you and the program?
Oh, it's big. You know, it's just the way it always has been, is now, and always will be. I know a lot of people are playing big games. Geez, that was a big game last night. They're calling it the best regular season NFL game ever. You saw the way those guys were playing and competing, and I know a lot of high school players are playing state championship games, and just other college teams are playing huge rivalry games, and you know, to us, this is as big as it gets. Doesn't get any bigger, and it's the most important thing in our football lives, for the whole 365 days. So it's that big.
Thanks, Jim.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Jim, you've played in the game, you've coached in the game now. Which is harder to do?
Well, physically, more demand to play in the game.
And you're so competitive. You beat Ohio State as a player. What would it mean for you to do something you haven't done yet, and that's beat Ohio State as the head coach at Michigan?
I mean so much. So much to our team, and everybody that's for us. Know how important it is to everybody that's us.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Jim, I was wondering, Caron Higdon, in a nutshell, I mean, I know you probably saw what he said yesterday. He was sort of led into whether he would guarantee a game. It wasn't exactly like your guarantee in 86. But just what have you seen grow in him over the last couple of years, just from a confidence standpoint, et cetera? And what does he kind of bring to the table now in this big time game?
Well, first of all, I totally agree with you. I didn't think much of the way the interviewer was interviewing him, and what Karan was saying was, yeah, he's confident, he believes in his team, and believes in his teammates, his brothers, and his coaches, and That's real and that's genuine. The, you know, I thought the reporter was pretty silly with, do you guarantee, do you guarantee, do you guarantee? But Karan, that, you know, he's our captain. He's one of our brothers. You know, we're ready to go to battle.
Yeah.
With him leading.
And when you look at Ohio State, I mean, obviously everybody saw Ohio State Maryland last week. I'm sure you've looked at the video. I'm talking about from a defensive standpoint in Ohio State. What, I don't know, what jumps out at you from that video, and what kind of defensive effort do you expect from Ohio State on Saturday? I know the ultimate effort, but do you see vulnerabilities there like a lot of people do?
Well, it starts with the defensive line. They're tremendous. Best, not compare. Yeah, they're the best. They're the best D-line we played. Really good, really well coached. And the entire defense, this is a great football team. We understand the task ahead of us, and that's what we're working hard to prepare for right now.
Hey, one other quickie. Ed Warner, what has he meant to your offensive line play? Have you gotten out of him exactly what you thought you would at this point in the year?
Yeah, and more. Ed has been just phenomenal. He's a great teacher. He's got each of our linemen playing their best football, and he gives answers. There's answers to the players. That's what they're looking for the most.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a great staff member, and he definitely contributed to us winning as many games as we had this year.
Hey, thanks, man.
Sure.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Yeah, Jim, I wondered, like, how young were you when you realized the significance of this rivalry, your earliest memory of this rivalry, given your background?
9 and a half years old.
Yeah.
So first game I went to was in 1973, sat in the south end zone with my mom and my brother and my sister. That was a 10-10 tie at Michigan Stadium. And, from then on, the game, Michigan, it was the highlight of the year. It was even better than Christmas. And the best thing about it as a player and as a coach is the competition. That's what makes it the best day of the year to me.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Jim. When you got Shea Patterson, how important was that, and how much of a difference has he made for this offense?
Well, he's been tremendous. You can just in all ways he gets it done. Whatever you ask him to do, he executes it and does it at a really, really high level. Whether it's the quarterback ball handling, the play calling, the throwing from the pocket, the play action, fakes are crisp and the throws are accurate. The out of the pocket throws are really good, sensational even. And he's got the ability. He's got the ability, and he's got that win it factor that I believe some athletes and competitors have more than others. And can't say enough good things about him. He's just a terrific ball player, and he's a great teammate too. He's that kind of guy that's always intense and focused and at practice, but doesn't make it all about him, and does a great job of being a guy that's really respected, because he respects his teammates, respects the game, and everybody has confidence in him. So yeah, we're lucky to have him.
And as a former quarterback, can you give your assessment of Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, he's terrific too. He plays with with great poise. You know, I love his demeanor when he's playing the game. He's just right, always at that really locked in, intense focus. But he'll let it rip too. And you know, he's got a real good, great knack of throwing the football accurately and making decisions. I think he sees the field as, you know, as good as any college quarterback you know, I've seen lately. And he can run the ball. Big, strong guy with great stature in the pocket. And last thing I would say is he makes really good decisions. He doesn't get rattled and you know, just throw him up for grabs. So, you know, really good on all levels, in my opinion.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Have a good week.